Nina Dorval has experienced it before. Reconstructions are sometimes revelatory. Once you're there, a sort of magic can occur. A detail appears. A contradiction finally makes sense. Tomorrow, she will enter the apartment building on Rue de Hauteville, outside which a few bouquets of flowers and children's drawings are still fading. She will make her way past the candles and take the lift. The apartment, where nothing has changed since that day in May, where nobody has been to fetch their things or even to pick up their papers, will be the scene of this sordid theatre. Nina Dorval will knock three times. There, she will let herself be engulfed by a wave of disgust, by a hatred of everything. This apartment, this washing machine, this still filthy sink, these toys have escaped their boxes and crawled under the tables to die. The sword pointed up to the sky, the dangling ear. She will be Louise. Louise pushing her fingers in her ears to stop the shouting and crying. Louise who goes back and forth to the bedroom, to the kitchen, from the bathroom to the kitchen, from the balcony to the bathroom. Louise who takes a knife from the cupboard. Louise who drinks a glass of wine, the window open, one foot resting on the little balcony. Come on, children. Time to take a bath.